right, folks, fasten your seatbelts. Here we are back live, Getaway Friday, January 24th, 2020. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and this, we could be on the precipice of something bad here, because we're going to have a first-time visitor to the program, I believe, via telephone momentarily. It's the person who's going to try to feed me this terrible, awful sausage, biscuits, and gravy today. And I said some things last hour that maybe were termed a little rude. I really don't know. But it's irritated this person because I've gotten many mean messages during or right before the break that this person wanted to call in. So this could happen. It might not happen. You never know. Here's what I think probably happened. This person might have been in the kitchen making the sausage, biscuits, and gravy for later on today, and they might have dripped a little bit on the floor and then walked over and slipped on it and fell and really cracked their head open. I hope that didn't happen. I'm not wishing that on anybody, but I know that sausage, biscuits, and gravy, that can be very, very slippery and dangerous. So we don't know if they're going to call in. We don't know what's going to happen. But I did receive word before we went to break that this possibly could be happening. So stay tuned. Uh-oh. Well, see, here we go. This could be bad. Buckle your safety belts. Hold on to something, because this might not be good. But, you know, let me put a little cautionary measure out right here. I know this person, and they came from the South. They have Southern roots, and sometimes they have bad language. Now, I hope they know that they're on radio, and they can only say certain things on the radio. So, we're going to hope that they can hold back their bad language for just a few moments here. While I give them the peace to say what they want to say. So here we go. I think I know who this is. Let's turn up the microphones and see what we get. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Well, I'm so glad to be listening to your show this morning and finally get a chance to call in, honestly.
Well, you know, sometimes we get backed up with callers, you know, popularity of the show. How's it going, bestie?
Oh, it's great, bestie. But let me tell you, these comments this morning are, they're just making me laugh, Scott. They really are, because I don't have words for much else at this point.
They made you laugh.
You know, these Southern roots and...
No, maybe, roots, Southern roots.
Okay, right. Roots, Southern roots, and this biscuits and gravy. You know, I really hope that you love this biscuits and gravy, and you have to come back on Monday and say how delicious it was and how wonderful of a cook Abby is, and you can't believe she's done all these great things for you, and she can make, you know, pretty killer biscuits and gravy.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay.
But, I'm doubtful because laughter, but I know you by now. It's laughter kind of masking rage at this particular point.
That's correct. You nailed it.
Yeah, see, I know you.
Right.
That's how besties are. We know what's going on.
That's how we work.
So what raged you in the first hour when I was just trying to tell people, really, what was happening today?
Mostly listening to you without being able to defend myself. So I thought, you know, I'm going to call this morning and talk about these Southern roots and the fact that we do know how to make biscuits and gravy, and it's two different kinds of grease, or what did you say?
Two different kinds of grease, you told me. Yeah.
Okay, because it's the sausage first, and the sausage just doesn't make enough grease, so you have to use the bacon grease.
But you're really Southern, too, though, because don't you go out and kill the hog before you give the bacon and the sausage?
Oh, my goodness. I don't kill the hog. We have hogs, to which we now have lots of pork. So
oh.
I have pork sausage, yes, that I use in the gravy, which is fresh, yes. It's not like I just went out and killed the pig this morning.
Well, you know, I thought maybe that's what you did. You got your, you know, Oshkosh Bagosh overalls on and went out in the backyard this morning before the sun came up and, you know, took one out.
I didn't have time this morning, but that's typically how it works, yes. Right.
So this is important because the person who called in before the break wanted to know this, because it's not just flour, it's not just gravy, it's not just there's a secret ingredient to this, right?
I mean, you know, the two different kinds of grease, maybe that helps, but it's definitely a flavor that you have to kind of work in there, but it's the sausage, and it's and you have to do it slowly. You can't try to rush good gravy.
So how long does it take you to prepare this sausage, biscuits, and gravy?
Oh, you know, it'll probably take about, maybe like 20 minutes to make the gravy, maybe a little more.
Now, is that...
sausage first, you know, put the sausage, you know, fry the sausage up first. It'll have the gravy all while the bacon's, you know, in the oven. Like I told you, I bake the bacon.
Now, is that typical sausage baking time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how long that... I mean, I usually cook the bacon for, like, or bake it in the oven for, like, 20 minutes, and then it has the good grease, so while I'm doing the sausage on the top, you know, once it's done cooking, I pour the grease from the bacon in the pan, in the skillet.
So you pour the grease on the bacon?
No.
Didn't you just say that?
Grease, right? The bacon gets grease, and then I pour it on the sausage that's in the skillet after it's already, like, been cooked.
Oh, my God. So today, but you are going to bring bacon, and you are going to bring clean biscuits with jelly.
Clean biscuits?
Clean biscuits, you know, untainted biscuits by the gravy, right?
Yeah, so you will have, they'll all be clean biscuits, right? So then you can just, do you know how to eat, like, sausage and gravy? Like, you like sausage gravy?
Oh, there's a special way? Is it like chopsticks or something? Do I need a pair of chopsticks?
Not chopsticks, but you have to, like, you know, open the biscuit. Like, you open the biscuit, like, cut it in half, and then put the gravy open like that.
So you got to open the biscuit.
Yes. I mean, they're all, I'm not going to bring you, like, gravy-ridden biscuits.
So the gravy comes in a separate container, is what you're telling me.
Well, I'll probably have to bring it in, like, the crock pot, which makes me nervous anyway, because fresh gravy is really the only way to go. So I'm going to be making it as soon as, you know, just before I have to leave to come to you, and then I'll
put it
in the crock pot.
But, I mean, honestly, do I need to call ahead and get the hazmat people to come in and lay down tarps and things while you bring this stuff in? Because I don't know, could it endanger other folks?
Think so. I mean, it's really low allergy. There's not a lot in there that could be, you know, dangerous, I don't think. It'll just be really your reaction to it.
I don't think you understand my worry in this, because in general, as I told you yesterday, I don't like gravy.
Right, now, and I kind of see that as a challenge. You know this about me.
Well, you're competitive. Yeah, you're very competitive, and you're a sore loser. We all know this about you.
No. Backing up, I'm a very gracious loser. Graceful, gracious. I'm all of that. I'm a good loser.
Well, okay. I mean, you know, I don't have a polygraph on you right now, so I can't say for sure. But what I'm going to say is, we know that you're a bit of a sore loser, and we know that you're competitive, and we know that you are determined in whatever you do to win. So, don't you remember not too long ago you challenged some people to run when clearly those people would have beaten you badly?
I did not challenge them to run. Let's be clear here. I would have ran with them. How can you judge this? Because you don't know how fast I am.
You know, see, there's the competitive side of you again. I'm telling you, those people, you wouldn't have ran with them. You would have, you know, it would have started, and then they would have been like 10 blocks ahead, and you would have been looking for, I don't know, a Mountain Dew or something.
But you know what? We would have had fun in the process, and they would have laughed, and I would have laughed, and then we all would have just walked away and laughed.
Now, this is important, because this is the big day, and there's going to be a report filed on this on Monday morning.
Right.
No matter what happens today. I think at some point you need to take a picture of the slop that you're bringing in. So,
and then I wonder why I take the abuse and still offer to cook for you so that you've actually...
Oh.
I mean, because here it is. You say that you're not a fan of gravy, but yet you admit you've never tried sausage gravy that you remember.
I don't remember. But, you know, here's the thing last night. Now, I want to bring this up, and I hate to bring technology in on people, but I posted this on Facebook, because, you know, you got to keep the Facebook people alert of what's going on in your life, and that you and our other cohort were commenting on this, and you made a comment on the Facebook where you said, why do you even want me to do this? Now, I never asked you to do this. You're the one.
So suddenly it became a thing. When I said, I'll make it, and it was like, oh, boy. And then it became a thing with you.
Yeah, but you offered. But you put it back on me. Like, you know, now that's the... You know, things on the internet never go away. Now it looks like I, at some point, begged you to make this slop. And I did not. You offered me.
It's almost like you set me up for the challenge, though. Because you're like, well, here's the thing with you. Sometimes you say these things, you get all excited, but then you don't do them. So I'm like, what? When have I ever done that? Except for the icing, but whatever. So then I mean, I feel like I have to. It's like you're telling me that I'm not going to. So when somebody says that, you know what you're doing. You're obviously telling me that I must do it.
Abby. Now you know darn well you have disappointed before.
Oh my God, what?
You have disappointed before because there was supposed to be an internal office Christmas party. And
okay. I'm so glad because this has come up before, and I'm so glad that I get a chance to defend this Christmas party as well. So Scott's idea of a Christmas party is that I take them to dinner.
Yes.
I pay.
Yes.
I pay for their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a party.
Doesn't that sound like a party to you? That's a party I can get behind.
I could get behind it if you were buying the drinks and if you were buying our dinner.
No.
I am all for it. We do have a date set now.
We do have a date, don't we?
It's a different holiday, but it's still a holiday party.
It's a Valentine's. We're going out on the 13th, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's going to be big fun because, I'm not going to say because I'm trying to be nice here. I'm just so glad you're keeping your language to a minimum.
I know. So you know I have this mouth, but you know what I would call, I would anticipate this night being.
I know what this night's going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm worried because, you know, people can just draw their own conclusions. I'm not going to tell people what's going to happen because I don't want to give you a bad reputation.
Please, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is that that's a Friday. Is that not a Friday? Or is it a Thursday?
It's Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay, that's a Thursday night.
Thursday's the new Friday, Scott.
Yeah, Thursday's the new Friday. Yeah, that's right. So we're going to have big fun that night, and there's going to be a lot of things involved, and it's a date that has been coming for a long time. But the point is that was one of your downers where you...
Though. Okay, so I had things to do, our cohort had things to do, and then the one night that we thought we could both do it, you had plans. So we literally tried to plan it within like a 1 week period of time, and all of us were busy. So it's really busy around the Christmas holiday, so I think maybe we're going to give it a better shot. So this is like a, you know, a makeup date.
Yeah, it's a makeup party. it's a makeup date party with besties, and it'll be great, and it'll be right around Valentine's Day, so you'll probably bring, what, house plants and Cadbury eggs? Yeah, Cadbury eggs and house plants. Holy moly. What were you thinking there? That's not a good Valentine's Day gift.
Well, that depends on who it is. Here's the thing. So you get me, you know, I get for Valentine's Day a dozen roses.
Oh.
Instead, within like a week, what, 10 days maybe? So then what? You're like, oh... Then you feel terrible. I'm like staring at these dead roses, and I'm like, I have to throw them away. But then the person who got them is kind of like, she just threw the roses away. But I don't want to look at dead roses, right?
Well, probably not. I wouldn't think so.
So I have to throw the dead roses away, and then I'm left with nothing. But a houseplant is really just kind of the gift that keeps on giving, if I can keep it alive, which I try. So then I would have this houseplant that I'm constantly reminded nobody has to go through the awkwardness of throwing it away.
You know, I don't think that's proper logic, but my point is that, you're just way too competitive, and my goal in life is to ease you down from all this competitiveness, because I think it's stressing you out.
Oh my goodness. My competitiveness is not stressing me out.
You are. You're clearly stressed out. Listen, and by the way, I have a listener question here. I want to bring this up. Now, do you know, because you're Southern, you got those Southern roots.
Oh my gosh, my family is from there. Like, I literally never lived in the South.
No, but you picked up on their tendencies. We can all see that.
Oh my goodness.
But the point is that you, do you know anything about something called chocolate gravy?
Well, I have heard of chocolate gravy, but I have never had it.
So you can't cook it, you can't do it, you've never tasted it.
I've never tasted it. No, I'm not saying I can't cook it. I mean, I would probably
try. There's the competitiveness in you again.
Oh, that is not even competitiveness. I'm just saying, like, I would be willing to give it a try, but it's never sounded good to me. I think chocolate and gravy are two things that probably just are better left separate.
I don't know. People tell me it's good. Now, I've never had that either, but people do tell me it's good. I've never had it.
What goes in it? I don't even know.
Chocolate.
Right? That's probably a good assumption.
I don't know if there's anything else in it. I know that there's chocolate. I know that there's gravy. So I assume that that's chocolate gravy.
There would definitely have to be like some butter and some milk in there. You know, that's got to be a thing.
Didn't some of your Southern relatives explain chocolate gravy to you at some point?
We definitely did not ever do chocolate gravy. That was never a thing. Like, I told you my grandmother made the gravy. This is how I learned to make it. But we never even discussed chocolate gravy.
See, my family's all from the North, so we don't even discuss that.
Like Yankees? Is that what you call those people?
Well, I don't know about Yankees. We call them Northerners. We're up here in the North. So today we're you've got what kind of jelly do you have, by the way, for the biscuits in case I don't like what you're preparing?
Oh, but you're not a high maintenance friend, right?
No, not a high maintenance.
So I've got I think it's Smucker's grape jelly, Scott. Is that not good? Great
grape jelly will work. Cocoa powder, by the way. I just got cocoa powder. That's what is in the chocolate gravy.
Okay, yeah, cocoa powder, probably some like vanilla to offset, maybe some sugar.
I don't know, but I
would say,
don't attempt it.
Butter.
Don't attempt it, because I understand you've got a competitive bone in your body. I understand every bone in your body is competitive at this point, but you might wreck and kill somebody, so don't do that.
I will not attempt the chocolate gravy. I think that's something we might have to have someone make that for us at some point.
Well,
we can give it a try.
That's what we can hire somebody to make that for us.
Yeah.
And by the way, but just to put it on the record, so you're bringing and you got the grape jelly, and you've got you're going to bring fresh bacon that you've prepared today that I can just
eat. Yeah, I'm not really sure how to keep the bacon warm, so no promises there, you know. But I will.
Cold bacon's okay.
Okay.
Cold bacon's okay. And then are you now? Is this extra sausage? Do you have to cook sausage, or do you just crumble it up and put it in the slop?
Crumble it up.
I don't know. I don't make this stuff.
It's not like sausage comes in the form of a patty. Right? Like sausage
I don't
is like,
know.
Really? Like, does ground beef come in the form of like a hamburger? Like, no.
I've bought sausage patties at the grocery store.
And you think that's like their natural form is in a patty?
No, I don't think it's their natural form, but I think that's maybe how some people compress them.
So I'm not going to be crumbling up like sausage patties or anything like that, no. So it's just like sausage, you know, like you would buy ground beef, only it's like sausage. But this is not from the store. I don't buy it from the store.
By the way, I just got a message from our cohort. I don't know if you did either, but she wants the chocolate gravy.
She does?
She does. That's what she said.
Ugh. Like, how can we work this in? I don't know. I don't know how. I would be nervous to try chocolate gravy.
I'd be nervous for you to try chocolate gravy. Because last time you gave something to our cohort, you gave her that Cadbury egg, which I'm still angry about, that you brought that awful stuff that I didn't like, and then you tried
so
to...
I brought you pizza, and I brought you your Butterfinger and a Coke 2 times, I think.
You did. I have to... Oh, by the way, is she bringing the Diet Coke today, or are you bringing the Diet Coke?
Well, I think she said she could do the Diet Coke and Pepto, if I'm not mistaken.
Pepto. Pepto has to be on the menu today. There absolutely has to be Pepto. There's no doubt about that. That's dessert. But...
Oh.
But the point is, she, you know, I'm so glad that she's going to be there today, because I worry about you, because when you get competitive, and I'm going to, here's what I think is going to happen. I'm going to take a bite of this, and I'm going to say, oh, man, ugh, and right in the trash can. And you'll be offended and angered, and who knows what will happen.
I won't be angered. I will be offended a little bit, because even rude people, like, don't react like that. You're just going to look at me and be like, and spit it in the trash can?
Well, no, I won't. It's not, is not something that I'll say on purpose. It'll just be, like, an involuntary reaction. You know, like a gag reflex? That's what'll happen. It'll be just like, and it'll come out. So, so you're going to have the grape jelly. You're going to have the bacon.
Yes.
Wasn't the greatest moment of your life when you met me? I mean, let's be real. Let's be realistic here.
I honestly don't know how I, like, really got through my days before.
Yeah, I don't know. How did you get through life before me? I mean,
honestly, like, what, three, four short months?
Four? Is that all it's been? Oh, man, it seemed like a lifetime.
It's a lifetime.
But, no, I mean, before me, can you even remember your life? Of course you can't, because this has been it. This was, like, the definitive moment of your life was meeting me.
I've actually started referring to things as, like, pre-Scott and, you know, post-Scott eras.
I love it. Well, as it should be. So our cohort is bringing the diet soda.
Okay.
And
she confirmed this?
Well, she just said she can't wait. So I'm going to say that she is.
I think that our cohort is really going to like the sausage biscuits and gravy. And then you're going to have to be kind of left there.
Oh, she's a hoarder. She'll eat anything.
Oh, my goodness.
No, the other day, listen, this is what I was saying. The other day when you brought those awful Cadbury eggs, now she still claims she didn't do this, but when you turned your back, she ate the chocolate on the outside, and then she said, Scott, I really don't want to eat the rest of this because this internal junk is awful, like most people feel about Cadbury eggs. So she plugged her nose and pinched her arm. No, she did. She plugged her nose and she, plugged her nose, closed her eyes, and like knocked back that Cadbury egg inside, like she was drinking medicine.
She was honestly, I think, just practicing for our evening out on the 13th.
Oh, she wants strawberry jelly, by the way.
You guys, let me tell you.
I know we're high maintenance people. I'm sorry. It's like a whole thing with us.
Is it worth the bestie title right now? I'm kind of questioning this.
No, you like being the bestie. I know because you're competitive. You want to be the bestie.
I was never competing to be your bestie, though. I honestly didn't know I was in a competition.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who want to be my bestie. Let me tell you.
I know.
The line is big. And now we're besties. I mean, think about it. Listen, you're making sausage gravy. You've been to the radio station now. You've ipso facto been a guest this morning. You're making the slop this afternoon. We're having this big thing on February the 13th. So, I mean, listen, that's bestie material.
It is. I guess it is. But I think I brought the Coke the other day, Diet Coke the other day, because I had to redeem myself. I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio thinking, like, is this guy really talking about me like this? You honestly took a poll to see if I was rude.
Oh, well, see, but I wouldn't have to do that today because now they've heard you and they know.
That I'm rude?
You're a little uptight.
Paris, let me tell you this. So, I am not even uptight. A little bit.
Okay. you believe what you want to believe. I'll believe what I want to believe. It's like the competitive thing.
I love your view of things sometimes. I really do.
Yeah, take a little time and enjoy the view. That was a trivia question the other day that we couldn't get answered. What's wrong with my view? What is that? What kind of comment was that to make?
Yeah, because things happen and you have this whole little spin that you always put on them. Or things are said and you have a whole spin that kind of, you know, it's like a Scott spin. You have a little Scott spin you put on everything.
No. And I'll she's not here to defend herself, but I'm telling you that if you talk to our friend, our cohort in this whole bit, I know that the day I came into her life changed because you have to say that like me or hate me, that I keep it moving. I keep the room moving.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you keep the conversation going. The therapy sessions are honestly just priceless.
Aren't they? I gave you one the other day.
It was interesting.
Not interesting. It was correct. And I didn't even put you on the clock for it.
You were. And the thing is, like, some of those things are so really opinion-based, though, wouldn't you say?
My opinion or your opinion?
Well, I mean both, but, like, you're saying you were correct. You know, you gave me a therapy session and you were correct in what you said.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, great.
You have doubts that I could be, you think I might be incorrect?
I don't know if it's a right or wrong thing necessarily, but I think some of it is definitely based on opinion, no?
Oh, Abby. No, all my stuff is based in fact. I'm there is no fiction with me. It's all factual. It's factual. Just ask our friend. She knows. I've had talks with her. We've had little therapy sessions. She appreciates them.
How did you become so, like, well-rounded and all-knowing, though? Like, this is what I...
Oh, I think I was born that way.
You were. It was just a gift. It's just your gift.
I came out of the womb with a clipboard and glasses and the ability to solve problems in the world. Now, listen, Abby, do you have a minute here? Because there's something I wanted... Did you hear me talk about the pickup lines earlier on?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, do you like this story? This is a story that just came out over. I think this story's hilarious. And apparently, I have to have a girl here to do this because I can't. It's not a guy thing. The way study. I don't know who does these studies, but apparently, now tell me what you think before I give you these.
Okay.
The story is that the number one turnoff for girls is when a guy uses a pickup line.
Okay.
Is that right?
Kind of. I mean, unless they kind of make me giggle. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I could ever take one seriously.
What's the best pickup line you've gotten that you remember?
I don't know if I've gotten a pickup line.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some here because these are listed as the They call them the cheesiest, but there's one in here I actually like. I think it's great. Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
We're going to run these. Now these are not my lines, folks. These are the pickup lines that people say do not go over very well. So here we go. Here's the first pickup line. Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
So I had three wishes and you were one.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's good when we psychoanalyze the pickup lines. That one didn't do it for you?
It didn't do it for me, and I don't even know if it would really make me laugh. Because sometimes if somebody's going to make me laugh, then I'm intrigued. Okay, so then I'll hear more of what you have to say.
This is a good one because this is a new age one. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
That's really nerdy.
Oh, well, then it fits you.
I mean, maybe.
Okay, now here's one. Let's get a good one here. Okay. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date?
Scott, is this your best work?
Well, I'm going to get a few more here because some of these are... I'm going to give you my favorite one in a second.
Okay.
There is something wrong with my cell phone. It doesn't have your number in it. See, that one sounds a little dangerous to me.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think I'd be doing that one. That'd be a bad one.
It's a little forward.
And I'm going to give you mine. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
Okay, so kind of third grade-ish, but cute.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm going to give you two. Here comes my favorite, but this is not my favorite, but I think this is an interesting one. Go ahead, feel my shirt. It's made of boyfriend material.
That's your favorite?
No, that's not my favorite, but that's the one before the favorite. What do you think of that one?
It's okay. I wouldn't count on it, working for you.
Well, I'm not going to be using these. Here we go. This is my favorite because it could be the teacher in me. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Brace yourself. Do you have a library card? Because I've been checking you out.
Oh, see, that's cute.
See, I think that's a good one, don't
that's
you?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So do you think that these are big turnoffs because that's what the study says?
I think they're probably turnoffs. Like I said, I think if you can make somebody laugh, if you're going to use them, not necessarily to get the date, but more of an icebreaker, and you guys can kind of giggle about it. I think that would be okay.
And you don't recall ever getting a pickup line?
I don't really think so.
Well, I don't know. So today's Sausage and Biscuits Day. Is that gravy, sausage, biscuits, and gravy day? And it's going to happen, and you're going to take pictures, or we'll get somebody to take pictures of this slop, and we'll post them, and we'll see what people think, because now a lot of people have heard about it.
I really intend to record your reaction.
Do you really want that on video, though? Because...
No, but do you?
I don't think I mind, because I'll be honest in my reaction with the whole thing.
Honest? Is that, honest but not rude? Or whatever, however it comes out, that's just raw and real.
Well, I don't think I've ever been rude.
Okay.
Listen, in the final analysis, we all know, I can't say it on the radio, but one day you turned to me... And you said, just out of the blue, I was saying something truthful and honest, just like everything else I say. And you said that I was full of something, and you didn't spare the word.
That's true. I think it was more of a whisper, though. I kind of was I think I said it under my breath, right?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
Full on?
Full on. Full on. And I was so... it blew me away that somebody would turn to me and say such a horrible thing.
I think your listeners might be able to relate, though. I think that maybe they've said it before under their breath, some of them anyway.
Well, the good news is that I think our friend, our cohort, our pal is really enjoying this because she just said, this is golden. So she's out there listening, and apparently we now have broken the radio scale of excitement. But I'm so glad you called in because I did not realize I angered you in the first hour. My goal was not to anger you.
Okay, so it was an anger, but it was oh my gosh, I have to be able to respond. I have to be able to defend myself or speak my piece. You act when you were speaking about the Southern, And you were just dogging, like, Kentucky as if I came from there last week.
Well, some people have said to me, now, I don't want to bring this up, but some people have said to me, she looks like she just fell off the hayride last week. I mean, didn't you go to your prom on a hayride? I heard about that.
What? No!
Yeah, one of those hayrides. Is that what they call them, hayrides?
Hayrides? With, like, a wagon with hay in it?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's what a hayride is, as far as I know.
Okay. I did not ever go to prom on that, no. I mean, I've been on lots of hayrides, but never to prom.
Never to prom?
Not on a hayride.
How'd you go? Did you like, take a bus?
No. Like horses. That's how we got there.
Horses?
Horses, you know.
You took horses to prom?
No. Good Lord, you act like I'm from, like, I don't even know where. No, like, we took cars. I think, right? Like, we just took cars.
Do you have, like, some kind of brain injury you can't remember?
Well, it has been quite a few years ago.
Ah, man. Well, we're going to find out here in just a momentary bit how good you are. What's the secret ingredient? You haven't said. What is it?
There's really not. It's just taking your time, you know, the good grease. You got to get a good roux. That's about it. Take your time. That's
What's
it.
A roux?
Like the base. You got to get a good base. You got to get a little sausage in there with the grease, and you start slowly adding flour, right? And then you just get a good base. And then you add some milk, and then you add some more flour until it gets good and thick, and add salt and pepper, and it's just...
Okay, listen, 3 o'clock today, and we're talking about jelly, strawberry, and grape, I guess, to choose from.
Okay.
And a Diet Coke, just in case we have to wash this stuff down. And clean biscuits and bacon.
I don't know if they're all going to be clean biscuits. That's a really odd term for them.
Well, just make sure you put the biscuits in some kind of Tupperware or something so they don't get cross-contamination with that slop you're bringing in.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know.
The abuse.
I know. The abuse never ends. Well, I will see you in just a few short hours, and we will document this for anybody who cares. We'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
You'll take pictures. It's going to be big. The slop is coming momentarily.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, see, this is what I go through every single day, because I see these people every, like, 5 days a week. So now you know the pain that I go through. But I just don't like sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Now, we've only got about 12 minutes left in the program now. But what do you think? What do you think about sausage, biscuits, and gravy? I know this is a delicacy for a lot of people, but I just can't get into it. Now, should I do anything today? Because I probably still have time to stop at the store. Is there something I should add to it to make it more culpable for somebody who doesn't like it? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will talk. Okay. What else did we need to do this morning? Okay, we did the pickup lines, which that is such a weird story, by the way, that is the number one turnoff, I guess, pickup lines? Who knew? It's beyond me. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing
morning?
Great. How are you?
Man, I'm telling you, buddy, you know how to dig a grave real good there, bud. I'm telling you. Well, there's one thing you got to realize. The woman's always right in this subject here. And it, you don't know what she can sprinkle on that stuff now. So, I really throw your stomach in chaos.
So you think I should have agreed with Abby, even though I felt she was wrong?
Well, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, you could always, you know, after the date's over, you could always, you know, go someplace and, you know, do your business, isn't it? But, yeah, I find, you know, they kind of get offended to the point that they make the food extra spicy and stuff, and then just to get your attention.
Well, to be honest, hopefully she's not listening now, but there's about, you know, I called Las Vegas this morning to get the betting odds on this, and there's only like a 3% chance that this stuff's going to be edible.
Oh boy.
I know.
I'm not even going there.
I know, it's going to be, but you'll hear about it Monday.
Oh, okay. Give us the rundown on it now.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, anybody can call in 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Love to hear your opinion, 740-383-9944. We've got Charlie Evers coming up today, 10:10 until 12 noon, and then Charlie and I will be back on today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Who knows what we'll talk about? I wonder if Charlie likes sausage biscuits and gravy. Maybe we'll ask him in the noon hour today what he thinks of that whole bit, because I won't be quite there yet. I think it's happening at 3 o'clock today, 2 o'clock today, something like that. All right, we did the Hillary log. She's being sued for $50 million. Oh, and also we got a call during the break. She's being sued by another person, Jill Stein. Poor Hillary. What in the world's going on there? She's getting sued left, right, and sideways. What haven't we done? We did the sausage gravy. Okay, we got 10 minutes left. You know, we do have the trivia left over from the other day. We did not get all of these. Classic movie trivia. Oh, by the way, Charlie today has got some great prizes to give away. He's got Smoothie King. He's got Jimmy John's. He's got Arby's. He's got Ridgedale Lions NASCAR event coming up on February 15th. So Charlie has some good gifts today coming up from 10 to 12. You're not going to want to miss that. Okay, here are the famous movie quotes. Do you know what movie they're from? Call in and tell me. We made it through a lot of these. I think we got most of them the other day. Okay, here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? That's the only one we had left from the other day. We got all the other ones. Now, here's some new ones for you. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What movie is that from? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Here's another one. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Do you know what movie that is? Love means never having to say you're sorry. And here's one of the most famous ones of all time. Rosebud. What movie is that from? Rosebud. 740-383-9944. We have the Jags Yellow Koozie, which has been here, I think, since prehistoric days. We've been holding this Jags Koozie. And we have the extra large T-shirt from Jags that we can also give away. Or if you just want to answer, we love to hear your answers. What movies are those quotes from? Those famous movie quotes. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie's that? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Where's that from? Love means never having to say you're sorry. Where did that come from? And Rosebud. Rosebud. Where did that come from? Does anybody know? Rosebud, love means never having to say you're sorry. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. And fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Now, does anybody know what, which movies those are from? 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Or if you have any advice on this whole sausage, biscuits, and gravy thing, because I just don't know. I really have my doubts about this. Now, I'm not saying that she can't cook. She might be able to cook. And she might, I mean, most people might like this. But it's just not a food that I really enjoy. So I think that's where the problem might come in this whole bit. For me, at least. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
I picked the easy one, Scott.
Go ahead.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane. Rosebud, which we never... Well, we do find out what it means.
Do we? Because try for the life of me, that movie never made sense to me.
Well, you're right. I guess...
Tell you what, I'm at work. I'm going to hop off here, but I'm going to tune in.
Thank you.
You can tell me.
I'll tell you. Bye-bye. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think they tell you what Rosebud means. See, I thought I had a real prolific answer there. I don't know what Rosebud means. Maybe they don't tell you. Gosh, it's been such a long time since I've seen Citizen Kane. That movie came out in 1941. But I don't... Maybe they... Does anybody know? Do they tell you what Rosebud means? Boy, I don't remember. We got 5 minutes left. If you know what Rosebud means, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What movie is that from? That's a little more difficult, but that is a famous line if you like that movie. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Now, that's more of a current one, not highly current, but it's certainly newer than Citizen Kane. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Now, that's a highly quoted one, but do people know what movie that's from? Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. And love means never having to say you're sorry. What movies are those from? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you before we go off the air today. Also do want to let you know, like I say, Charlie and I will be back on the air from 12:15 to 1 today, and we never know what we're going to talk about. We just have a conversation about anything under the sun, which is always a lot of fun. And during that noon show today, I'm going to tell you about a program that's coming up today here on WWGH Radio that you're not going to want to miss. It's a program tonight. So guess what? There might be a special tonight in which you get to know about this sausage gravy mess before next Monday morning. So you're going to have to stay tuned during the noon hour to hear about that program in and of itself. So don't go anywhere today. Charlie on next, and then I'm on with Charlie at 1. That's how we do it every Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Is the answer Love Story?
It is Love Story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Is that one of your favorite movies?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Ryan O'Neal.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is right. Love means never having to say you're sorry. That is Love Story with the legendary Ryan O'Neal. 1970 is when that movie was released. All right, we've got two today left. Are we going to get these two? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that? Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. And the other one, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. What is that movie? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Love Story was such a big movie. I don't really think Ryan O'Neal, he did make Paper Moon, and I think that was a big movie. But other than that, I don't think there was a whole lot with Ryan O'Neal. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Good Morning Vietnam?
Not Good Morning Vietnam, but that type of movie, almost.
Okay, it sounds like something Robin Williams would say.
It does. It sounds very similar. What do you think about the sausage, biscuits, and gravy mess?
I fix sausage gravy for dinner.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my kids grew up on it. I still fix it.
But
it's good.
By the sound of the person who called in this morning who's going to be cooking it, now don't you have apprehension like I do?
Well, if you don't, if you're not a gravy person, but it really is good. And it's not like beef gravy, or chicken gravy. It's good. It's really good.
I'm going to give it a shot today.
Open mind, Scott.
Open mind, open mouth, and see what happens.
There you go.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Not Good Morning Vietnam, though, no. I love the smell of napalm in the morning, but that is a fairly newer movie. It's newer than Love Story, more recent. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Does anybody have one? We can take one more guess today. Or if you want to say something about those horrible, well, I'm going to be open-minded. Sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Good sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Does anybody know what movie those quotes are from? 740-383-9944. Here comes the last guess on this show today. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead, caller.
Apocalypse Now is the napalm in the morning.
Apocalypse Now. You have got it. Thank you.
All right. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. It is Apocalypse Now, so we got them all except for fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. But I'll tell you what, it's not going to be bumpy coming up here on WWGH Radio because Charlie Evers is coming up in about 15 minutes. 10 till 12, and he's got Arby's to give away. He's got the Lions Club event for NASCAR event on February 15th. He's got Jimmy John's. He's got Smoothie King. He's going to have to ration those off. It's going to be a big day on the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then he and I are back 12 to 1, and who knows what's going to happen there. Don't you dare switch that dial. This is the place to be.
And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward. And he reached, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired. And
the legendary